Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Amen. Who is excited to be in church? Are you sure? All right. We have a very, very interesting subject to dig into. And I trust God to help us touch something really strong. Can I hear a big amen to that? Amen. Trust God to help us. So, I'd like us to please pay attention. Every part of this teaching will be very important for all of us. And after that, I like that we'll sit back and listen again. One of the cultures we are trying to build into everyone in this house is the Berean culture, such that you are not done with a service because they've said benediction. You go back over and over again. Alright, so this is one of those subjects that I believe is an emergency, even as we speak in the body of Christ. There is a need every now and then for someone to come and bring clarity to certain subject matters. Amen. Sorry about that. Alright. So, this is one of those subjects that is very, very important that we learn at this point, even as a body. And if we don't learn this, if we don't learn certain things as a body, people are going to be casualty of those things. Is that okay? So, the word or the concept apostles in the marketplace is one of those, I don't want to call it new concept, with which people are describing Christians in marketplace. Or sometimes it's also a word used to describe believers who believe that they have been called to the marketplace. Are you aware that there are people who see the marketplace as their own ministry? Are you aware? Yes. And it's very scriptural. Alright? So you hear the word marketplace, apostle, and all that. There's also another word that people use often, which is kingdom, financiers, and the like. So these are part of the words that is used to describe believers. Alright, some will say that believers who have been sent to take the mountain of economy or mountain of finance, as the case may be. Alright, but we want to really look into that subject. We want to look at the biblical interpretation. If there is anything like this in the Bible, what is the expectation of God as touching a subject like this? So I'm going to tell you what it is supposed to be, then what it is not. One of the mistakes, or one of the, and even as I address that, there are things that needs to be addressed foundationally. And I want you all to please listen. One of the mistakes, or not even a mistake, The body of Christ as a body is built with an entire body of truth that is in Christ. And the building of the body is systemic. It is lines upon lines, precept upon precept. Are you following what I'm saying? In a sense that revelations and truth are dispensational in nature. So, there are things we have to understand before another body of truth is built on it. There are things that if we don't understand as a body, and the body of truth is built on it, it will confuse people, it will cause problems, it will bring chaos. But one of the things that happens is that when there are people, particularly young people, that God is giving insight into what is to be established on foundations that have been laid, there is the tendency to do it in arrogance. And the belief that the fathers didn't know this. Generations that passed, they did not know this. They didn't do this. You will rarely find people who are deep and humble. So every now and then you hear people say, this is something others don't know. Something revealed to a few. No, sir. Listen to me. It doesn't matter how hard you study. There is a curriculum for the generation you are functioning in. And the wise master builders in that generation must choose to operate within the curriculum for that generation. Meaning that, right, even if you have done masters in, all right, let's say, in an aspect of mathematics, and you are teaching in a secondary school, you don't bring them into what you studied at master's level. A wise teacher in that level will teach them what is based on their curriculum, true or not true. Listen to me. It is not everything that you know that is healthy to teach now. You must understand that the body is in the level. Please pay attention. So we are seeing some similarities between what is happening in the nation and what is happening in the church. And what is the similarity? People are imagining with anger. And people think they can bet change. With anger as a currency. No, sir. Check history. Anywhere true and lasting change was bettered. People had more than anger. They had structures. They had intelligence. They had wisdom. They had understanding. Are you following what I'm saying? So, recently, something else broke out. And I even observed that people did not even take time. Somebody sent, all right, the information to a platform I'm on and said, ah, what was this man of God saying again that he doesn't believe in that? A video. So I watched it and I said, well, I don't have a conclusion until I hear what he has first taught. Then to now know what he's saying. Are you aware that there are believers who are so excited and they are even in churches where they give tithe and say, hey, we said it. We said it. This tithe thing. You better calm down. One of the things that have landed our generation to this level that we are in is the confusion that every man can know God or should know God for himself. Have you heard that statement before? Yes. It looks as if the moment people see that a man of God has done something they don't like, maybe something that is not in conformity with the normal things, with the right ethics, you hear people say, it makes headline. Go and know God for yourself. How shall they know except there's a teacher? Every believer who have decided to go and know God for themselves backslide. You will never know beyond the gathering of brethren. So you calm yourself down and humble yourself and learn. Let me tell you this. 2017, there was a major move in the body of Christ. Doctrinal issue. Oh, doctrine. Many of those people. And listen to me. There are people that should be feared. When they believe something they call the truth, they take it to the extreme. Have you seen people like that? For anything they believe, extreme. Their heart is critical. And the most difficult thing to trace when it mixes with the anointing is anger. Offense can mix with anointing. And you'll be teaching from it. Yes. Are you following what I'm telling you now? So I'm saying this because people in court are finding some things they believe is new. That, oh no. So you are saying all this issue of dreadlocks, a Christian in church, all this issue of can a guy be on tattoo, what did the Bible say expressly about it? I even saw a video somewhere, though the guy was being interrogated by police, and he said, no, God create Igbo. In the interview me, now God create Igbo. I said, hey, God made many things too. Why didn't you go and take poisonous plant? The level of light that we should break into as a body that should corporately carry us. Listen to me. If the devil cannot stop light from entering into you, he will come and puff your head up with pride. So that when it enters you, the arrogance will now destroy you. The devil doesn't give up at any level. Are you following what I'm saying? Even after you have heard the truth or something you believe is deep, you quickly still go back and pray for your heart. Because you may live there and begin to feel every other person is ignorant. They don't know something you know. There's something you know they don't understand. There's something... No. Ah. Are you following what I'm telling you here? So, if you look at Nigeria's political structure now, I don't want to go into this matter. There are people who believe that they are part of a certain politician. And already people are clamoring for new Nigeria, and even now we have missed it. Any society you are trying to build where there is no equity, there is no freedom of speech, there is no justice, alright, is a society that will self-destruct. So the moment people say, I'm for this, they insult them, they abuse their father, they abuse their mothers, they call them thieves, they say, hey, so and so. And I tell you this prophetically, all these things happening are a sign that as a nation, we are not ready for what God is about to do. Because we have hijacked it with the flesh. And at certain level, if certain thing is allowed, it will destroy those who are clamoring for it. And I've tried to make us wake up several times. And I've said this to the body of Christ. When you hear people say new Nigeria and new Nigeria, you need to understand the entire package. Everybody is going to share this cake. LGBTQ community will come and say, if truly you are balanced, we too want our own legalization. The new Nigeria, if not handled well, is more dangerous than what we have now. The youth are more wicked than these leaders. They've just not gotten the opportunity. And this anger is a proof. So, that being said, there's nothing you know that you are the first to know. Humble yourself. Is that clear enough? Humble yourself. Because this subject is one of the subjects people have tried to operate this dimension apart from the church. And that's where the error is. There is no dimension in God that will not operate through the church. As far as this earth is concerned, none. So even an apostle in the marketplace needs a pastor. If not, he will become a rookie in the marketplace. He needs help. Every believer needs a pastor. What did I say? Say it loud and clear enough. Say it with full boldness. So this is not operating in isolation from the church. What I want to do this evening is a corrective teaching. All right? Because there are lots of balance that needs to be here. So, understand this. An apostle in the marketplace is not a successful Christian. No, that's not the meaning. I write it in capital letter. That a Christian is successful doesn't mean he's an apostle in the marketplace. The term or the word apostle in the marketplace does not describe a Christian that has money. No. That's not what it means. So that you are a Christian, you are into something secular, and then you have measure of result for it, doesn't mean you qualify for this term. An apostle in the marketplace is not any believer who is doing something else apart from church. No, that's not what it means. Alright? When this is understood, please pay attention. I'm going to show you scriptures now as a way of introducing this. Please look up now when you are done writing. I've shared this with you before, that on campus, you know, when you have campus ministry, most times to be able to get the people you want to get, you have tutorial. Am I correct? Talk to me now. You have tutorial classes, all right, where you are teaching different subjects. Those who are ahead of in class comes to take different subjects. And most times, you will find in those tutorial centers, those church-managed on-campus centers, students that they are boasting of, all right, that so-and-so person is our product, finish with so-and-so jam, so-and-so person is our product, so-and-so result jam. Even if those guys are non-entity, as long as, this is one of the mistakes we are making, though. As long as they seem to meet that, we use them as proofs. Listen to me. It is not every Christian that is in the marketplace and making money that the church should be proud of. What did I say? You know, because they seem to be few. So it's like there's a pressure. When we are having programs that does not have to do directly with church, that has to do with professions, that has to do with different field, we are so much under pressure to bring anybody Christian. That's not so. And let me tell you this. Believers are going to be rising now that will combine virtues in God and displace all these lies of the devil. I didn't hear amen to that. So sometimes we say, hey, a Christian, I struggle to understand Christian entertainers. You say a Christian is acting movie. Oh, this is an apostle in the marketplace. Others are kissing. He too is kissing. They are smooching girls. He too is smooching girls. They will dress half naked. He too dress. Girls too, Christians, dress half naked. What is it that differentiates us from the world as believers in those fields? So the moment anybody comes out and they identify with the church and say, oh yes, am I being Nollywood? I'm acting. No, it's not true. We must be able to tell really the difference. I saw a movie recently. This guy used to be a Christian. I'm very confused. And in the same, I've seen this guy in a church lay hands on a very senior minister of God. And I see this guy in the movie endorsing gay, lesbian. And I said, what is this? I remember one of the first movies that was produced. I mean, if a Christian should get into that field and a Christian is producing movie, should there be sex scene? So the problem is that we are having untrained professionals who are standing in different fields and they are trying to do so in Jesus' name. And they are bringing shame, disrepute to the name of God. So that's why I say that you are successful, that you are in a field, doesn't mean that you are an apostle in that field. There is a need for a kind of training that through you, what God is doing is bringing the kingdom through your life. Being a professional and being a Christian does not make you an apostle in the marketplace. So even now, when you hear Christian singers singing, you see them say, Zazu, hey, Pokotwa, hey. Give me many more things. And I think I showed my wife, I saw a lady, what she was singing was gospel song. I stand before God, I lie not. Half of her breast was outside. Ah, shirt, now you don't even know, are they wearing skirts, are they wearing shirt, are they wearing gown? Half of, this girl dare not sit down. The underwear will come out by itself. So you now begin to hear people say, we are not gospel musicians, we are gospel entertainers. How did we get here? Shall I tell you? You may not like what I want to say, but that's how we got there. We got there from the point of charging for this gift upon our lives. That's how we got there. And I have studied well to see that the strategy of infiltrating the body of Christ is intimidation. I know you don't like that when I say people should not charge. The devil intimidates by raising many wrong voices. And many pastors want to feel among. They don't want to hurt anybody. So they are intimidated and they are giving opinions. That's how we got into all this mess. So, now, I ask you, show me 10 solid Christians in Nigerian movie industry who stands to represent Jesus. Have you ever seen any American movie and seen Denzel Washington kissing a woman? Talk to me. But the moment an actor now enters a church so that people will feel the church is succeeding, sharp, sharp, they will find seat for the person around where camera can capture the person. Now. That's the mark of success. Are you seeing how people don't believe in those they are raising? Now. Find seat. Then they use style to capture the person. These people's life is not changing. Mention different fields where we have Christians like Joseph standing out. Let me tell you this. All these things we are talking about, wealth, money, prosperity, if you are not trained before it comes, it will change you when it comes. It will destroy you. Listen, people have said money only manifests what people have within them. No, sir. It has the power to change people. It does. There are people who didn't have certain weaknesses. They were not going certain places until they could afford to be in certain meetings where they were going there. And all of a sudden, their life, their conscience was bastardized. Everything was affected. Are you following what I'm saying? I've said this again and again. Whenever money comes before discipleship, is a bad news. Write it in capital letter. If money comes to the life of a person before the fellow is being discipled, it is a bad news. It is not plus one, it is minus one. It is one man down. You know, because, please look up. Ah, Father, help us. Jesus Christ. Look up. Are you aware we have found a way to make it look like Christians who are successful are those who understand the principles? Such that a man or a woman can be in rebellion but have money to show for it. And in that light, they look endorsed. What will they tell Samson? Samson, you are a Nazarite. This is the consecration upon your life as a Nazarite. You are in the house of a prostitute. The Philistines are upon you. If that kind of statement was said to David, he will rent his clothes and repent before God. But a Samson will get up. No prayer. You will never see Samson pray until he was about to die. And he will go and carry the gate of the city and climb it to the hilltop. They are asking about your devotion to God. You are showing the power of God. Are they the same? No, sir. So, if we keep going this route, where people are segregated based on the naira, you go and change your money into dollars and see how it will humble you. Now, you are humbled now. You just see that you don't even have $1 million. These things are not proof of God's endorsement. The Israelites were led 40 years in the wilderness. They didn't lack food, they didn't lack clothes, they didn't lack shelter, they didn't lack divine health. But for those 40 years, God said he was not pleased with them. Success is not a proof that God is pleased with you. Success is not a sign of God's endorsement. Write what I'm saying down. That you have more than what you had yesterday, today, doesn't mean God has approved you more. Simple. Pay close attention. And this issue I'm talking about borders even to ministry. That all of a sudden now people are thinking that the moment you, in quote, have certain crowd, certain population in your church, you're already better. And we just have some very useless yardstick for rating who is doing well or who is not doing well. If a minister drives certain kind of car, oh, wow, he's doing well. If the church can afford certain kind of things, oh, wow, he's doing well. No, that's not the way God raised men. Is that simple enough? Good. So we are going to look at different indices. But if there is a first word I will give to you, is to humble yourself. Humble yourself. There's nothing that is about to happen in your life that has not happened before. You are not the best of your kind. After you, many more will still come. Do you follow what I'm saying here? Very important. And most times, it is possible that you are even shrinking in spiritual weight, even as you are succeeding. So, this thing we call success, this thing we call greatness, a man has to be trained for it. A man has to be discipled for it. People have to be taught about the possible implications of the presence of these things in your life. When you find a man that combines greatness, and see, this thing we call greatness. Greatness is not fame. No. Greatness is not popularity. No. Greatness is not anywhere you see greatness, there's something you find side by side. Simplicity. Great people don't lord it on you. They are great for the results and the solutions their life is producing. I remember, was it last week? I was in a photo gallery. An art gallery in Lagos. And there's a woman who runs the gallery, whom I've always known to be a very influential woman, have powerful connections with leaders in different parts of the world, different embassies. When we got there, we met her outside. And by herself, she was the one taking us around and telling us, this is what this means. This is the award this artwork won. And an average artwork there is up to about 25 million naira. Right there and then we were talking and she had linked somebody up to one organization, called them, linked somebody up. Right there and then. And yet you look at this woman in a simple form. You know, one of the issues we are having is that it still looks like there are few stars emerging from the church. But we're in the days that many sons are rising to glory. I say we're in the days that many sons are rising to glory. And that's why I tell all of you, you come to church, you take bike. It doesn't mean you don't know God. And it doesn't also mean that it will continue like this forever. Does God want us to be great? Yes. Does He want us to prosper? Yes. But the prosperity can come without God necessarily being in your life. Have you seen abalis that have millions of naira? Talk to me now. Yes, there are. Have you seen prostitutes, girls who go and strip, counting millions of naira? Talk to me. If that same note, that same paper they are holding is what you want to use as proof of God's endorsement, are you saying God is that cheap? Let's wake up. So I'm going to start laying this foundation with a scripture. By the grace of God, Sunday we continue also with this series. Alright? Ephesians chapter number 3. Verse 10. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 10. Then we are going to pick different lives that was revealed to us in scriptures and pick them and learn from their examples and then see how to bring this into correct parlance. Now, King James translation says, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known, might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. So Amplified Translation says, so now, through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God in all its countless aspects might now be made known, revealing the mystery to the angelic rulers and authorities in heavenly places. Amplified Classic Edition says, the purpose is that through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspects might now be known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in heavenly spheres. God's word says, it did so that now, through the church, it could let the rulers and authorities in heaven know His infinite wisdom. Now look at what Message translation says. True followers of Jesus, like yourself, gathered in churches, the extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about among the angels. Now, I love this. The Passion Translation says the purpose of this was to unveil before every throne and rank of angelic orders in heavenly realms God's full and diverse wisdom revealed through the church. Powerful. Now, let me read one more translation. No, two more. Good News Translation says, in order that at the present time, by means of the church, the angelic rulers and powers in heavenly world might learn of his wisdom in all its different forms. Now, the final translation I'm going to read, which is the New Living Translation. It says, God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom. How does this happen? If somebody, a young boy, goes to cut corners and lie and dupe people in an attempt to make money, and the fellow makes the money, and they say, the requirement for this money is your mother's head. And after bringing that, the fellow now even finds out that from the realm where this result came from, it is not free. Like they said that the devil will give people cap and collect their head. So, even after you have killed your mother or your brother, they now said, even you too, you don't have more than 7 years to live. So they live that life wickedly. They go to club. Many of them can't sleep. 2 a.m., 3 a.m., people are still entering into clubs. Are you aware? Yes. They can't sleep. They can't go to certain places. Everybody envy the car. But the fellow inside the car is not fine. They can't avoid dressing in certain ways, and police embarrass them at every stop. It doesn't make sense. Everybody around knows that they are fraudulent people. When they go to hotels, they may come one night and raid all of them, collect their laptops, collect their phones. They go to where they sell clothes. They say this trouser is 5,000. They won't even price it because they want to be able to boast among their friends that it is expensive. So after spending, they do the ritual probably at age 19. And then at 26, they are gone. That's what the world gives. So what God wants to do is to true believers like you and I, proof that there is a wisdom that is at work in him, that if a man engage that wisdom, he can prosper the man and he still has length of days. That's the wisdom. He has good sleep, he has good home, he has good health, he has peace of mind. He is not just prosperous, he has posterity. Both now and the future will speak well of him. Do you know how powerful money is? Money is very powerful. Money is what? Powerful. There are people that I saw a video that brought tears to my eyes of a small girl, and she was crying and she was hugging her father and she was saying, I don't want to die. When I opened the video, I saw that. And then the girl had cancer. They said the amount they want to use to treat the girl is so and so amount. Alright? There is a power that is in God that can heal her. But if the people are not in places where they've learned about faith, about the power of God to make her whole, the fellow can also be treated. So somebody who has the money can also bring them out of that. Because it is God who blessed the doctors with the knowledge. So there are people. Let me say this. Please pay attention. God's desire is that every one of his children will have everything that he has in himself. But it doesn't happen like that. There are people who will just be poor. Not because God wants them so, but because there are things sometimes they don't learn. There are things they don't understand. God, as our Heavenly Father, is not going to give up on them. What He wants to do is to bless His children on their behalf. So money can be a tool for advancing the cause of God on earth. It can be an anointed tool. Are you aware? Let me give you an instance. If a Christian wakes up today and starts a motherless baby home, a Christian who is on fire, who loves God, are you aware that all the children you bring in, regardless of who gave birth to them, they are born again? They are going to give their life to Christ. But are you aware that your passion is not enough to start that? You must have the resources it takes to sustain them. Are you seeing the reason why really, as a people, we cannot trivialize the role of finance? But what God wants to do is to make sons get it through His wisdom. Because if it is routed through the wisdom of God, in the process it takes to get there, something is happening to you before it comes. So that thing happening to you, the patience you are learning, the contentment you are learning, by the time it comes, do you know the end of the process God is taking you to before money comes? It's to the end that you are dead to it. So that by the time it comes, you can wield many, because it doesn't control you. It doesn't control your character. It doesn't control your attitude. It doesn't change your humility. It doesn't change the honor at work in your life. You just understand that what a man has is not necessarily the man. Are you following what I'm saying here? So God wants to, through the church, display His manifold what? Wisdom. If you are going to be an express display of God's manifold wisdom, you cannot get it with the wisdom of the world and squeeze it into Christ. You cannot bend and cut corners and then come to give the testimony on the altar. If your sugar daddy sends you money, it is not divine provision. I said again, if your sugar daddy sends you money, it is not divine provision. Can I also say this one? You may not like. If your bank mistakenly sends you money, it is not angelic transfer. If any money enters your account that you don't know who sent it, ask. Wait. So after sharing testimony in church, the next thing is happening is that they are bringing handcuffs. That money came to your account. You didn't know who. You went to withdraw. And you might even buy things for church. Oh. And that's why pastors must ask questions. Can you please tell us what the source of this money is? I've seen a case where a woman bought, sold a car to the pastor. The husband came and carried the car. And dared the pastor to come after him. Like a woman sold seed of car. You didn't ask what's the husband's consent. Many of you share testimonies too soon about what God did not do. You are just so much in a hurry to prove God is powerful by doing things behind Him and try, like you are trying to do image laundry for God. Are you following what I'm saying? You are trying to help God manage His image. Do you know that if you were sick and you took drug and you became fine, don't come and share testimony like you were healed miraculously. You took drugs. This insincerity have made people die. Because they say, our pastors don't do this. You don't get what I'm saying? And that also doesn't mean that you go and start sharing your life with everybody. Because there are people that cannot manage knowledge of you. That's the balance. They cannot manage knowledge of you. Are you following what I'm saying here? There is a wisdom in God. Listen to me. Anybody who follows the pattern of God's provision, at the end of the day will discover, when you get what you are looking for, that there is something deeper than it. If money ever brings you satisfaction, you didn't route it through God. There is a void in man that only God can fill. Let me share this with you. I was in Lagos a while back for a meeting, and we decided to go somewhere and eat nice stuffs at Lekki. And when we got there, I began to see men come into that place with girls that can be their daughters. And they will come, there's something inside pipe, shisha. The girl will pop the stuff and put the smoke in the atmosphere. So the people there were educating me and said, this shisha, it has different flavor. Flavor of smoke. Say some is like strawberry. Some is like apple flavor. Some is like smoke. This thing you want to get without Jesus being established in your life, may I tell you, it can take you on a journey. It can take you on a journey of no return. You just notice that you just begin to get offended anyway at the things happening in church. Because one of the signs of arrogance is you are quick to be offended. Nobody can really talk to me like that though. If I remove my offering from this equation, God, I know what's left. Anytime a man thinks like that, by force, even if he repents, there is a system in place in God to prove to him that he's nothing. By force. If I think like that, and I say there's something I know and I'm teaching as a pastor, as an apostle, this, there's a system in God that will need to lift somebody to prove that you have to learn. Are you following what I'm saying here? What does God want to do with the church? To use the church as an evident display of his what? Wisdom. Say it again, of his what? Wisdom. Listen, in all its multifaceted variety. So we have, to a large extent, done a good job within the circumference of the church. But may I announce to you that the destination of the church is not the church. The destination of the church is to infiltrate the systems, to get into the world where things are really happening. Because I need to talk, there are two sides to this. Let's look at this scripture. Matthew 28. Let's start the reading from verse 18. Now, somebody says that, Pastor, but the way you are talking, is it a crime to be blessed? No. But it is a crime to be blessed without understanding. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? May you not have what you don't have understanding for its management. Yeah. Jesus came and spake to them saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, yes. Verse 19 now. Go ye therefore and teach how many people? All nations. Yes. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. Are you aware that the gospel is the ultimate that all nations should receive? Are you aware? Yes. God wants every man to come to the knowledge of truth. Yes. But do you know that the gospel in itself first may not be able to penetrate every sphere and be accepted first? Let me share this with you. I've shared this before. If you look at the old Greece, there's one of their battles. That's where you have the concept of what you call the Trojan horse in describing a virus that affects your system. when they tried to bridge this city, and they were, I can't remember the name of the city now, they were not able to bridge the city. Their mighty men, they broke their boat and beat it overnight into a very mighty horse. And all their fleet of sheep, they took them elsewhere. And their strongest soldiers were hidden inside that horse. And they left it at the gate of the city. Such that when the entire people in the city woke up, they said this must be a gift from them because they've given up. And they took the horse inside themselves and said this is a gift to their God. And at night, those mighty men came out and went to open the gates for the rest. And they brought down the city overnight. The mighty men, as powerful as they were, may not be able to enter into that city. They needed something that will be accepted. And when that is accepted, then the door can now be open for the entire reality to come in. There are people that if you start with in Jesus' name, they would not listen. But if you can tell them this is the projection of our organization and that's what we should get by the first quarter, they listen to you. If that is consistent, they want to know more about you and where this wisdom is coming from. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me say this to you. You are not going to be so useful if all your usefulness is in the church. What did I say? You are not going to be so useful if all your usefulness is in the church. Let your light so shine before men that they may glorify who? Your Father. So you've got to know how to take this light to the world. You have to understand the dynamics. And that's why this is not the day for any Christian to pass the call and drop out of school. This is not the day. Don't drop out. You finish. Finish. No matter the passion, you are not the first one that will feel burdened. Calm down and finish. You drop out of school, there are places you will not be invited and be useful to even hear what you are saying. Because they want to see. And do you know, I was telling one of our pastors today that one of the principles you have to consider in employing men is to check if they are first succeeding for themselves. If they are succeeding for themselves, they will help your organization succeed. If they are not succeeding for themselves, they will only depend on the organization and it will not go forward. You say, Peter wrote 2/3 of this. Apart from cooperation with God, he was an intelligent, I'm sorry, Paul, he was an intelligent man. If you look at it, the way he defended the gospel, you will know that this is not an ordinary Christian. Don't be a Christian who is only bold in church. When you are holding the mic, you are bold. But when you hold pen, Odo. No, I'm telling you. That's why most times it looks like the world does not respect us. That's the truth. That's the truth. Do you know one of the reasons why it doesn't matter how terrible and stubborn this government is? They respect the fathers. How will you want to go and arrest an Oyedepo? No, what will you say? He's been running Canaan land since 1999 and power has not blinked once. Go and humble yourself and ask him, what is he doing? Even the government respect the fathers because of their result. Their result goes beyond just getting people born again. It is also social in nature. It is transformative. Wake up! We have an assignment to the world! And we cannot get there with the Bible first! The Bible has to come in after we have entered with the wisdom of the Bible. It is not by putting the Bible in your armpit
that the doors to several managers and managing directors will be opened. You've got to enter with the Bible in your spirit. In most of these places, you can't even say, can we open to? But you must speak from the wisdom of it. So we try to argue over things that are baseless. Why is it that now an average Christian cannot carry Bible in the armpits, in the bank? Why is that your concern? Can we be the living witness that God is real? Are you following what I'm saying here? You are praying, oh Lord, give me a job, and I'm going to turn the whole company upside down. That's not the purpose of employing you, sir. No, you are not, listen. You are not being employed to turn the company upside down for Jesus. You are employed to solve problems. May you please solve the problems, then you can now think about, are you following what I'm saying here? Solve the problems. When you are expected to be doing your work, you are having morning devotion at your place of work for 45 minutes. At the end of the day, you are still the most reckless and underperforming staff. And you feel everybody is against you. No, you are against yourself because of foolishness. And they will sack you for his mercies endures forever. We must know how to get results and how to get things done. So I showed you last week Friday, while we're praying, that one of the mark of the covenant is that the covenant makes you a peculiar treasure. Not a particular liability. A peculiar treasure. One of the ways you know you are a treasure is that your boss must feel they are underpaying you. What you bring to the table. Are you aware that there are Christians who pray? This is one of the reasons why prayers don't seem to be getting answered. Oh Lord, give me a job. And you see, let this hunger end. No. That's not the reason why you get a job. Jobs are not for solving poverty problems. You are employed to do something. And if you are not up to the task, when they employ you, you are going to drag them backward. If you say, God has favored you, and then they are dragging backward, you are saying God has paid Peter to rob Paul. Or he has robbed Peter to pay Paul. That's not the method of God. Everywhere that you are, you have to be an asset. You've got to be the best in your field. You've got to do the best you can do. Listen to me. If you are working anywhere and you are not intentional about making sure you do the organization good, better than any amount they are paying you, you are not representing Jesus. Let me say this to you. The customer of marketplace is not the same thing as church. Is this one you feel everybody must respect? You must better calm down. Your last born at home, the age mate or the younger one to that person will call you by your name. Buddy, can I have those files, please? I'm not sure you saw one interview one time on TV. I don't want to mention whose name. That the girl was calling the man. And he was offended. That's the typical African spirit. Said, you are calling me like you know when I was born. That man will soon be out of that job. Do you last like that? He said, all these girls like manners. You watch CNN, you watch Al Jazeera, they call people by their names. Some of you are too cultural for prosperity. Can't do well with that cultural mindset. Are you following what I'm saying? You've been Africanized, you are not spiritual. Listen to me. Success is not emotional. You've got to have the key. It is not what? Emotional. If you want to do something, say, the guy that did this stent the first time and he came down is a Christian. He will even be praying in tongues when he's doing the work. The one that came to do it better is a Muslim. And we are under it now, and we are fine. Who amongst them will you give the job? Huh? No, not Muslim, not Christian. Anybody that gets the job done. Simple. So don't think anybody is against you because of your faith. And sometimes that people don't like you doesn't mean it's your family battles. You are just not good enough. Just face the reality and then upgrade. You've worked in 4 different places and they have sacked you for the same reason. Instead of saying, "Pastor, please pray for me." No, sir. Go home. Read books that confront that character and change. Many times we don't even know what to pray about and what not to pray about. It is not every matter that needs deliverance. Sometimes what you need is change in your character. You snub your boss. They call you for a tea party. And your first response is, "I don't drink." Do you even understand what they are saying? Do you know there's a way to reject? Listen. Because the wisdom in the marketplace is different. Are you aware that there's a way to reject alcohol? That you can politely say, "I prefer water." Not that I don't drink. Oh, as if you have a bonanza for that. Even your angels are saying, "Shoo." That was not the way Daniel did it in Babylon. He requested of the chief butler. He requested privately. You wear a big skirt. Your shoulder pad suit. No hearing, nothing, no makeup. You stand up in the midst of a board meeting. I say, "We don't do worldly things." That job is also a worldly thing. You have to be out that day. There is a wisdom. There is a wisdom. I say again, there is a wisdom and the source of darkness. They are wise in their own ways, the source of light. There is a wisdom. Do you know you can be a Christian and operate under an occultic boss? And yet you are still his favorite. The issue is that many Christians are afraid of the systems they want to change. Are you aware that sometimes because of your profession, you are going to be the only one that God asks in a meeting where they are discussing powerful things, but those who are discussing it are smoking as they are saying it. And you know that the smoke of this cigarette coming does not reduce what I have on my inside. I am an apostle here. There is something on my inside that is not afraid of this place. I am not afraid. Hey! Many of you are too holy for the systems. You say the politics is a dirty game because sons are not yet in it. Can't get in. And so, you say the scripture I have is that blessed is the man and does not sit in the way of the ungodly. Hold on a minute. The Samaritan woman, was she ungodly? How did Jesus... Did you check the way Jesus spoke to that woman? The way he came in as a normal guy and spoke to her, not as Jesus, the Savior of the world. He understood how to start and how to advance conversations. The only thing you know, Brother Leviticus, is how to see a sister and how just to tell her, "You are my wife." And that's the final answer. Go and pray. He had J. Even toast girl, sweet conversation. Let her know you have brains to think. No. Common conversation. How to engage a sister who has just 15 minutes to give you and she didn't know when she has spent 2 hours. Come on. And then you go to pitch about something and you are stammering up and down. And you didn't even know when you say amen. Listen, when you are stepping into this place, you've got to learn how to function as an undercover. An apostle in the marketplace can be on 3/4 and round neck with a bag on his back, but he's more dangerous than the one wearing tie and suit. He understands the power of what he brings to the table. He knows how to get there. And yet he's going to do it professionally, but he has something much more to bring when the door is opened. So what we are preparing us for is not in the church. You've got to get this light out. And the way to do so is not by going to knock at where prostitutes are and say, I want to give your life to Christ. No. Is that okay? Yeah, it's okay. But there's something wiser. There's something wiser. Somebody can actually go there selling underwears. And they gather around and serving conversations. Sells the best in time, in town, and the most affordable. And engage them as normal friend. And they didn't know. They didn't know. While they talk every day, something was happening to them. They didn't know. And one day the girl is going to sit down trying to buy those underwears and break into tears and share the story of her life. When that happens, the door is open. Come in with the gospel. We need to understand how to open those doors. There is a method for opening the gate. There's a method for opening the gate. Listen to me. Listen to me. You see, many of you are not exposed. You've not gone beyond KFC. You need to get to places where you're going to see those girls in their shorts and all those things. I'm not saying you should take yourself on a journey of sin. You see, because if you don't understand what their world looks like, you will not be able to speak at the level they can understand. So I'm not saying take yourself and go and mess up your mind. But I'm saying get out of your comfort zone. Know what you are dealing with. You are talking to a believer that has seen billions. How about accepting Jesus? Okay, you must be speaking from a level. No, at that level... You must be speaking from an height. Let me say this. You may not be comfortable with it, but just note it down. If you don't like it, trash it. Even if you have prayed in tongues for 3 hours before talking to certain men, it is still not the key that opens the door to their hearts. You've got to come in with the key of what they do and become the best there. Hey, are you following what I'm saying here? What I'm teaching you, is it simple enough? So God wants us to get out of our comfort zones, get out of our seat, get out of where you are, and get out there. That's where things are happening, out there. How many Christians are delegates in Nigeria? How many knows the process to become one? How many are willing to become one? We have one of our pastors who contested at primaries level and they said no vote. It didn't make sense because there are also Christians who are delegates. Probably if there was one vote, 10 people could have said I voted. But the fact that the fellow who was calling kept saying, Pastor so and so and so, no vote. Pastor so and so and so, zero vote. It is not something to laugh about. It is a sign that there's something we have not done well. Our people are not there. That's the sign. Joseph, your siblings are not yet in Egypt. You can die alone as a great man. They might have offended you. Bring them in now. Bring them in. And we are going to keep seeing casualties. And many problems until we understand the language of the marketplace. But we are also not going to do it in a hurry by bringing uncooked people as models of something authentic that God wants to do. No. That hurriness is what needs to die. God will do his things in his time. We have the responsibility of maturing the saint to come there. And I'm praying for all of you. in the name that is above all names, you will begin to arise with a different kind of wisdom to operate in the marketplace. You become a solution provider in the place where you are working, in the name of Jesus. I say you become a solution provider. Please be seated. And I was teaching in Lagos on Sunday. And I taught them on the subject, bringing the ark. And I was showing people how that one of the most important things to advance and do things. Because I'm going to show you the dynamics of this. Are you following what I'm saying here? One of the most important things to advance the cause of God in the marketplace or anywhere we find ourselves is that we need to understand the dynamics of something that comes from above that cannot be duplicated on the earth. It can only come from above. It's called the presence of God. The presence of God. The presence of God. And hold on a minute. So you can understand what I'm telling you. Please hold on. If you look at the book of Genesis chapter number 39. Let's start from verse 1. Genesis 30. I don't have time. I could have taken you from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. Now to Joseph. And you can see how that the presence of God. And I used an illustration on Sunday using the word photosynthesis, a process by which green plants manufacture their food, generate energy at certain levels in the presence of what? Sunlight, blah, blah, blah. That's why you have the photo there, true or not true? Synthesizing your food through light. But do you know that in the same light, there are kind of results that can only be gotten from the presence. Are you aware? Look at it. Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him. So this guy had been bought. So are you aware that somebody can get to a point where he's actually defenseless? He had something upon his life. He bought him with it. We're talking about money. The captain bought, alright, him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. Verse 2 now, quickly. And the Lord was with Joseph. What's the consequence? And he was a prosperous man. So hold on a minute. How does this work? Joseph, let's continue so you can understand. And the Lord was with Joseph and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, yes? And his master saw that the Lord was with him. That the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. Meaning that the sign of God's presence in the life of a man in the marketplace is that what he is doing begins to work even when all others are not working. The way this man deduced that God must be with this one is that when every other person comes back with excuses, Joseph returns with result. How was it clear that God was with David? Result. You cannot say you took God's presence to that organization and you are always the last to submit your report. And when you submit it, it is bad. They have to amend and correct and they are tired of you every time. That's not the sign of the presence. When the presence shrouds a man, even as he's writing, he's getting insight, illumination. There is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. You can't say you have it and you don't understand nothing. Don't tell me you're a fellowship president battling with extra years. I know it may sound very painful and sharp, but we've got to do better. I said we've got to do better. I said we've got to do better. Far, far better. Why? We are the ones who are the express display of what God's wisdom can make out of a man. So there's no laziness. There's no loitering around. There's no sitting to waste time. You're not busy around junks. Let it be that the only thing you lack now is opportunity for you to be showcased before kings. That every other thing check. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you aware that there are people that if you bring them before great platforms, you have just disgraced them? Because they are not prepared. Sometimes I see excerpt of this program, I don't project fame or something. And I see, what is this? What is this fellow singing? You don't advertise what is not working. You market your best product. You don't advertise your weakness. You advertise your strength. One of the reasons they don't respect us is that they come to church and see the way we are energetic people. And when we get back to the place of work, every other person are better than us. That's not the result of the kingdom. That's not what God wants. God caused all that Joseph did. Everything that was placed in his hands prospered. That's the sign. Please, let's stop all this nonsense. Was it Daddy Joe that said that if a believer didn't read in school and say, Holy Spirit, come and help me, it's going to come as a comforter that will comfort you after you are failed. And it will wipe your tears. But failing, you will. And in all honesty, one of the reasons why there is this error is that we've tried to stretch the supernatural beyond limit. If, as a doctor in training, you didn't, most of the courses you should study, you didn't know them. Every time you say God has helped you to pass by grace, will you want yourself to treat yourself? Will you pray for a doctor like you alone in the theater? So how do you think God will favor you to punish other people with your existence? What the grace of God first does in our life is to make us become the best version of ourselves. It works in us. Produce result excellently. An excellent believer is looking at things that others call problem. Is many solutions are jumping at him. Is writing different things down. All this guy needs is to find somebody who is credible and powerful enough to listen to all these things he's written. A lot of wisdom, innovations, many things. He sees things differently. Very smart, intelligent, as empowered and helped by the Holy Ghost. Somebody will not read any book about business, will not study any material, will not go to them that sell, will not have mentors, will just get into things and then say, but I gave God my first fruit. Your first fruit can become your last fruit without knowledge. It can. Listen to me. Spiritual principles are not a way to bribe God to excuse you from natural ones. Write that in capital letter. Spiritual principles are not a way to bribe God to excuse you from natural ones. No. There are principles in place and they have to remain as long as the heaven and the earth remains. And God is not about to excuse you from them. He's not about to give you soft landing. He is God, He is just, and He is kind. These are the reasons why it looks like sometimes our prayers are not being answered in church, because we have an LD expectation. Somebody is leaving a church service. The fellow is going home. They have prophesied miracle money. Sell something, is not selling. Do a business, something that can at least be generating money, it won't. Do you have an investment? No, it doesn't. But his voice is the loudest. What is he asking for? Miracle. If God is going to bless you, what is the channel that you have created for his land? Nothing. So you want to put your life at the mercy of somebody's pity. That the day, and you know, there are things we've stretched out of limits. Oh, destiny helper. Oh, destiny this. Oh, life helper. If a, whatever you call it, destiny helper comes now and they give you 5 million. What is it that you have on your table now that 5 million should multiply? If nothing, 0 times 5 million, 0. Many of you don't need destiny helpers, you need sense. If sense comes, your destiny has been helped. We have a country of how many million people? Over 150 million. Salt, you are not selling. Slippers, you are not selling. Food, you are not selling. Clothes, you are not selling. Land, you are not selling. Digital currency, you are not involved. You say that one is Antichrist. UI UX, you say what is that? NFT, eh? What are you doing? Nothing. I'm a champion. Cobo. I don't know if I should say what I want to say. Our world is full of emotional people. Everybody is crying. Do the... I've seen people cry before me several times. When you are done crying, do the right things. Do the right things. Oh, inflation. Inflation is coming. What are you doing? At least when Joseph said that famine is coming, he didn't just show them the problem, he showed them the way out. And you say, I'm an apostle in the marketplace. You only know about the problem that we have. You have no solution, even for yourself. Hunger is not born again. Hunger is not a sign that it is God who is dealing with you. Scripture also said, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms, so shall poverty. Poverty. Some call it poverty. Either one, that thing, he said it will come upon you like a what? Bandit. And there are people who have no knowledge about savings, about investment. You eat with your 10 fingers, you eat your tomorrow today, and eat the future of your children now. You are a copper, you are serving. After you are expecting one uncle who sponsor you abroad. Shishi, oniba. You are not saving anything. You know you collect house after NYC. Cobble, you are not putting down. You come to church. You know, and listen to me. Before you come to church and say, God says you drop all your investment and your savings, be sure you have structure for multiplication. Be sure. Let me leave it there. Doesn't look like maybe I'm not a pastor talking. Do I believe in sacrifice? Yes. But not all sacrifices are noble. The fact that you are giving it doesn't mean you are wise. You can give as a fool. You have no plan. Nothing. God, after I've given this, multiply what I have. No structure on ground. There's nothing you should bless. There's nothing you are doing. There's nothing you plan to do. God will just breathe on you. You fall under the anointing and rise up poor and broke. Period. As a ministry, we sat our pastors down. This is what is happening in this country. This. Yes, we are not under the economy of Nigeria. Blah, blah, blah. We are still in Nigeria. This is what we are doing. Oh boy. Let's go and sit down. Say the grace God has given you put on me. Wisdom, you will not sit down to learn. It's grace. Sharp, sharp, sharp. Lay hands on you, you go. Go and manifest nonsense. You know, what people like. An average believer doesn't read any book. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Tongues beyond upper room. Blah, blah, blah. Billionaires are beating bow. It's not the book of believers. Okay. And then there's also the extreme side too. Those who have all those books, but their life has no display of it. Oh, they are kabugwe. You know what I mean? richest man in Babylon. Rich dad, poor dad, he's still poor. Listen to me. That's why I say I won't pity you. It is one thing to read all those things, another thing to apply the wisdom. There are people who are ever learning. They don't come to knowledge of what? Truth. What they say you do in that book, when it's done, it will do the opposite. If speaking grammar up and down, wearing suit, inside song. Oh, Timo. There are clothes you don't wear when you don't have a car. If you don't understand that, God doesn't want you to hear. Are you following what I'm saying? Don't know. I don't used to know why you are laughing, but I will just, even my wife too, but I will just say what I have to say. I'm your pastor. I owe you the duty of truth. Listen to me. Oh, you know, we've started again. 2023, one miracle worker is coming. Yeah. Okay. Do something. No. What is it you have thought of that politicians can depend upon for this election period? Nothing. What? Get your PVC. Are you aware that statement is a business opportunity for somebody? You don't know. Find a way to network. But no, we will not do it. We have work to do in the body of Christ. Plenty work. That's why many believers travel abroad and become nonsense. They get westernized, not spiritual. They are speaking American, not scriptures. Because the system has invaded and changed them. Suddenly they are becoming critical. Wake up. God wants us to thrive, not surviving. He wants us to thrive. And there's a wisdom for it. And if that wisdom is going to manifest in your life, listen, it doesn't grow in comfort zone. You have to be angry enough to change your position. There's too much on you to be broke. But get the balance, because this thing is tough. Before you start talking about being broke, understand that there's a place of contentment. Godliness with contentment, great gain. Learn how to scale from one level to another. You are not going to jump from level 1 to level 1 million. No. Do things that you are learning to scale height. You're scaling height. There's a program I love to watch very well. Is it the Ultima Lions Den and all that? So one day I watched one of those programs. And apologies, I don't even know if this fellow may even pick my message and listen to. But please. Just hear what I want to say. Everything must be for the admonition of the church. So this person has created a platform. People can loan money. He said he's found a technological means. They say, okay, what's technology? We are still using WhatsApp. On Yahoo, WhatsApp. Okay. So eventually, one of the people seated asked him, what's the meaning of this name? That's when the guy too looked and said, I'm just seeing that the graphics designer made a mistake. On this thing. This is not supposed to be there. You want to collect so and so millions for a certain percentage. You know how to ask for money. Wisdom to do simple design you don't have. You sit down there. That's how many believers behave. Somebody has anointed them. The anointing oil they poured on his head before the program is still there. With that, they won't give him kobo. It will look like God doesn't answer prayer. Meanwhile, if you anoint a coconut, it's still coconut. You need to have something there. Something. Yeah. You see where they pour oil up. Shit, man. Hey. I don't know why you are quiet. You can't say the things I'm saying. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Cupboard, they didn't give the boy. One said he wants to develop one PO. He said he just have the gift, but he likes to create things. What have you created? Nothing. You want us to invest in an idea that is in your mind. 419. What do you watch? So and so, so apostolic invasion.
Okay.
You want to speak before nations? TED talk? No. Oh, new way. Dragons then. What's dragons then? This. What was that? They are discussing major matter that will influence world economy. No. Makan bekaya. Okay, yalo pare. Is the fact. Plus all these things you are doing, put balance. Put what? Do you know after you have borrowed the money from a man, it's difficult to tell the man about Jesus? You don't know. Are you aware? If you come to meet me and you know I'm smoking, and you beg, please, sir, a job, 10,000 there, this. After that, are you aware that it may be that even if I'm going to fire, you are not the one to save my soul? Because you have entered on the wrong note. True or not true? Why would you say you are asking to give your life to Christ to become like you? You are making calls. You are just telling somebody, well-dressed lady, well-dressed guy, tell them about Jesus, this. Your phone rang, pick the call, ended the call, they check. -23570. Person look at you, look at the phone. They say, oh, sorry, excuse me. You need to know the door. Listen to me. One, we can't break the principles. Number two, result speaks a language that only result speaks. See, let me tell you this. Listen to me. I have seen people, churches in the body of Christ are making giant moves. See young people taking the work of God far near, doing many things to different nations. You know, the devil can find a way to spiritualize smallness. This season is because God is doing something in your life that will emerge later. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. The later has not come. You didn't hear God. What you heard was your insecurity. If something is working, go to those that sell. Believers, born again, they are going the right principles and all that. Learn. Don't criticize. Learn. I'm going to round up on this note. The next generation church cannot afford to play with these three things. Number one, holiness. To be holy and unspotted in this terrible world. We cannot. Number two, result. There are things that result will do as a language. The church needs result. Hey, what did I say? The church needs result. Never forget that. Number three, dominion. Dominion over territory, over territorial invasions, over insecurity. I'm going to try to show you the language that is being spoken in the corridors of power. It is different. And that's why you look at people like Pastor Ebuka Wosika. I'm not being excited. Let me just say this and leave. When a document surfaced showing how that a presidential aspirant, I'm not going to mention the name, was given a plot of land in a very choice estate where he was the governor as part of the entitlement for former governors, and he humbly declined and said, I would not want that. I consider it a privilege to have served my people. That's integrity. I said that's integrity. The next time I stand before you, there are things I'm going to be showing you. The five cardinal operations of apostles in the marketplace. And that's why I'm going to be talking to you about infiltration, manifestation, and the likes. How to infiltrate system, what to manifest when we get into those systems. So when we talk about these guys who are apostles in the marketplace, we are not talking about those whose candle has been blown off by the storms of life, by the corruption in those systems. They are carrying girls. They go for a meeting. Are you aware there are meetings you go for? Board meetings. Part of the things they give for coming for those meetings is girls for the night. And everybody is seeing that this man would rather be on video call with his wife. And listen, it is not enough just to do that. That alone does not attract kings. It is men that come to your light. Kings come to the brightness. The brightness of your rising. That's what kings come for. So it is not enough to just, listen, I'm saying don't compromise. But you must also have the greater wisdom to get the kind of results they cannot get with the things they are doing. So they see that this, they talk about charm, he doesn't do it. Girls, he doesn't do it. Yet, what he's getting, they are still scratching to get there. Ah, that's brightness. Are you following what I'm saying here? I said that is what? Brightness. Jesus did not go to the cross as suicide. When he died, he rose again. That's what is superior. It is not enough to be passionate about dying for the sins of man. You must be sinless also enough for death not to hold you captive. So many of us know the first part. Passionate about not denying Jesus, but not wise about manifesting his excellence. So we must carry the boat. The passion and the what? The wisdom. The passion and the what? The passion and the what? Say loud and clear. The passion and the what? How many of you, sorry about this question, but how many of you honestly would have preferred to finish with the first class? Don't raise up your hand. Let's just assume everybody finished with one. So that's what happens. Failure is an orphan. What I've taught you today, I've taught you from the depth of my heart and sincere love for you and the body of Christ. Understanding fully well that if there are no voices to give balance to these things, extremes on both sides, very spiritual failing, very successful yet not in God, putting the balance, manifestation of sons through the wisdom of God, will be in trouble. What kind of trouble? People will be rebellious against standard of God and be using their resource to intimidate churches and even infiltrate the standard. Are you aware? This statement, don't take it. I just want to speak my heart. That there is a generation you honestly can't pastor without doing well financially. You don't believe what I'm telling you. You don't believe it. Don't worry. You have to do well. I can just look at you and say, I'm not saying any pastor who is not doing well has failed. No. And if there's anyone that is doing well, we need to sincerely bear each other's burden. But I can tell you that this arrogant generation, you need result. But you don't pursue the result. You follow God, the principles in God, and the result becomes the consequence. Have you been blessed tonight? Yes, sir. Are you sure you've been blessed? Yes, sir. Listen to this again and again and pray against every spirit of mediocrity. Pray against every wrong character that is associated with smallness that reduces a man to nothing. Pray against every negative appetite that steals the future of a man. I want you to rise on your feet and place your right hand on your head. And please do so quickly and do so fast. You will decree and declare from today. Did you say loud and clear enough? I am anointed as a solution provider. I enter into various fields with the wisdom of God and His boldness. I take territories. Go ahead in 1 minute. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. If you are here and you believe God is sending you to the marketplace, I beg you in the name of God, prepare. Prepare. We preach what we are preaching. We are here on the altar. You are taking this light to where major problems are. Major temptations. Major. Where somebody wants to sign a contract for you may want to sleep with her first. Major. So if you fail secretly, you are failing when you get there. And listen to me. Don't ever try to use prosperity as a proof of God's endorsement of you. No. You must follow through the route. As far as God is concerned, the means, what it achieves in your life is more important than the end. Are you following what I'm saying here? I stretch my hands and I decree over every one of you. First, if there are demonic operations that are manipulating, malhandling, twisting this truth in the ears of people and giving them reasons to be complacent the more, I shut them down now. And I decree and declare in the name that is above all names, you emerge like a Joseph in your time. You emerge like a Daniel in your time. You emerge with a superior wisdom to get unusual results. The hand of God is strong upon your life. Hear the word of the Lord. You will not fail God. What God is looking for in the lives of people that should stand and represent Him, your life will model the accuracy. From this minute, there is a result that only the presence of God in the life of a man can get. You get those kind of results. I see people anointed to see differently. Can you just say that in a minute? Anointed. They are anointed to see differently. Anointed to see differently. In Jesus' name we are praying. Please hear me. Let me give you this instruction. You cannot claim to be spiritual and ignore personal development. Did I say? You cannot claim to be spiritual and ignore what? You cannot claim to be spiritual and refuse to stretch yourself. It will hurt you. It will hurt everyone connected to you if you don't become the best version of yourself and represent Jesus well. There are people that will die and go to hell because you have not come into the real route you should come into. And I decree that you will not remain small. In the name of Jesus, it is done. I said, it is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now give the Lord a big, big. Is that how you clap when you have been blessed?
Please be seated. Few minutes. See, I stand before God and man. I will never stand before you to insult you. There are secret tears behind each of these statements you are hearing. That God will use these people as an excellent display of what his wisdom can make out of a man. And there are things you can never come into if you are not pushed into. Are you following what I'm saying? So these are very radical works that it will take vessels that God has prepared one kind to do. And I am not ashamed of this. And I'm not afraid of being dragged. I'm not afraid of being misunderstood. That's one of the reasons why many will not manifest. I'm not afraid of it. We'll teach the truth of God's word in all sincerity and in a pure conscience. But to as many as are listening, the years to come are going to be the proof of your listening ears. Is that okay now? God will strengthen you and bless you.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.